This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Does your faith waver at some of the questions God asks you? Ezekiel was shown a valley full of very dry bones in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. Then God asks him, "Can these bones live?" Human reason would say no, but the very fact that God asks implies maybe they can. Ezekiel answered God wisely, "O Sovereign Lord, you alone know." God didn't let him off the hook, though. He told him to prophesy to those bones. Now that would seem dumb. Bones don't hear. But when you obey God, he can make bones not only hear, but respond. When Ezekiel obeyed God and prophesied to them, the bones started coming together, and then sinews were added, and flesh, and they became bodies. God again said, "Prophesy to the breath." He did, and the bones came to life. Obedience against all odds is a step of faith which God will honor. God does the impossible, and when he asks you to do something, even if it doesn't make sense to you, obey. What you find in this experience of Ezekiel is that we are to trust God. We are to obey him, and then we're to anticipate a response. We are to anticipate that God will do what he promises to do. But if you have a hard time with faith and anticipation, obey anyway. You'll find obedience in itself is an act of faith that God will honor. When God asks you to do something today, do it and trust God to fulfill his purpose and plan through you.